Hello, this is Celebrate Your Life. I'm your host, Helen Jones Ray. When life becomes highly stressful, it's easy to focus on the challenges. The negative monopolizes your time and energy, while the positive seem to go into hiding. Negative stress is draining, leaving you feeling powerless and overwhelmed. However, a positive outlook, and not positive thinking, although it is a component, a positive outlook energizes. It restores you physically by alleviating the physical effects of stress. It sharpens you mentally. A calm mind is open to new possibilities. And it thereby restores balance to your inner being. The question is, how do I move from a state of high negative stress to a positive outlook? And if you've been under negative stress for a prolonged period of time, the answer may be crucial for you. So today, I offer for your consideration just 7 tips for moving toward a positive outlook. Number 1, breathe deeply. Regular exercise is great if you can fit it in. But frankly, highly stressful situations may not permit you to take time out for exercise. So if you can't escape, take a few moments to breathe deeply. Pause for a few seconds. Inhale deeply until you feel your lower abdomen fill with air. Hold that breath for a count of 5. Then slowly exhale through your mouth until all the air is gone. Repeat that exercise several more times. You'll find yourself more relaxed and your mind clearer. Number 2, stay in the now. Realize each moment, every second, has its own value and is perfect. Appreciate the current moment. We're given but a second at a time. We can't redo the past nor reach into the future. So stop projecting catastrophe into the future, so much so that you waste the present by worrying about it. If you can do something to alleviate the problem, do it. If you can't do anything more, stop worrying. Instead, allow peace to replace your anxiety. Number 3, dwell in your gratitude place. When you focus on the negative, you slip into a mindset of being needy. You have so much more than you think. Focus on the blessings in your life. Then learn to constructively utilize what you have. Your attitude of gratitude will open unseen doors of greater blessing. Number 4, cancel the shoulda, woulda, coulda spiral. Hindsight is always 20/20. Instead of rehearsing past failures and punishing yourself, reframe them into learning experiments. Like the inventor Thomas Edison, who conducted thousands of experiments before finding just the right element for the incandescent light bulb, you now know what doesn't work for your life. Value that knowledge and apply that wisdom in the future. Your journey is just as important as your destination. Number 5, live life by design, not accident. Admit it or not, you are the CEO of your life. No one can cancel your destiny but you. Even if you're currently in what used to be called the sunset years of life, it's not too late to accomplish what you were created to do. If you're willing to dream and dream big and dare to move toward that dream, you will discover new vistas you didn't know exist. Number 6. Commit to living a life you love. Create from your heart and soul. Create out of love and refuse to fear. Joy will become the fuel that continually ignites a passion for living. And finally, number 7, keep humor at the forefront. Laugh at and with yourself. You'll find you're quite entertaining. Reclaim your inner child and view yourself with amusing delight. Humor is not only attractive, it's life-giving. That's all for now. I'd love to hear from you. Stop by my blog, www.HelenJonesRayOnline.com, and that's www.HelenJones-Ray, WRAY, Online.com, or send me an email at CherryRockMedia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This has been a production of the High Esteem Radio Network and Cherry Rock Media Communications.